Classic Shell, bring back your start menu. Hello and thank you for joining me for another episode on my podcast. The podcast on March 26, 2014. Today episode, I'm talking about a free program called Classic Shell, a tool to bring the start menu back to you if you're Windows 8 user, or bring back the XP, even Classic Start menu if you're Windows 7 user. When Windows 7 released, I see many tools that help people to bring back the classic start menu because there are many people not familiar with the new one on Windows 7, and Windows 7 does not allow people to go back. This podcast show you one of the tools to go back to the classic start menu, or bring the start menu again if you are a Windows 8 user. To download the program, go to http://classicshell.net. The link will be posted at my show note. Go there, and choose the link name something like download latest version to download the program to your computer. I've already downloaded it. Now I'm going to install it. My setup file located in my document /download/programs folder, so now I'm going into it.
Menu search box edit. Shutdown split button S.
I press down arrow to find my user folder.
Dangman QOM 103 D.
It's here, I enter it.
Enter, leaving menus, Dangman QOM, items view multi-select list box, not selected contacts, 3/15.
Press D to find the download folder.
D, desktop. D, downloads. Enter, shell folder view, items view list box read only, items view multi-select list box, not selected P, programs, enter, programs, items view multi-select list box, not selected. C, setup for un. C, setup for un. C, classic shell setup underline for underline.
Okay, I found what I want. Now I press enter to install it.
Enter. Classic Shell Setup Dialog. The Setup Wizard will install Classic Shell on your computer. Click Next to continue or cancel to exit the Setup Wizard. Welcome to the Classic Shell Setup Wizard. Next button, Alt plus N.
The setup program allows you to choose many options, but I'll leave it at default, so I just press Next, and Next button.
Space. Classic Shell Setup Dialog. Please read the following license agreement carefully. Tab, back button, alt tab, cancel button, tab, Wix UI underline tab, print button, alt tab, I accept the terms in the license agreement, checkbox not checked, alt space, checked, tab, back button, alt plus B, tab, next button, alt plus N, space, classic shell setup dialog, classic shell is a collection of usability enhancements for Windows, this feature requires 1682 KB on your hard drive, tab, browse dot dot dot, tab, back button, tab, next button, alt plus N, space, classic shell setup dialog, ready to install classic shell, click install to begin the installation, click back to review or change any of your installation settings, click cancel to exit the wizard, install button, alt plus I, space, classic shell setup dialog, status colon, cancel button, 2%, 100%, classic shell setup dialog, click the finish button to exit the setup wizard, completed the classic shell setup wizard, finish button, alt plus F.
The program have been installed. Now I press tab to find and uncheck some options that usually appear at the end of the popular installer.
Tab, Classic Shell website link. Tab, donate to Classic Shell link. Tab, visit us on Facebook link. Tab, view readme file checkbox checked. Space, not checked. Tab, finish button, alt plus F.
Okay, now I press the finish button.
Space, programs, items view multi-select list box, classic shell setup underline 4 underline 0 underline 2 dot x, 11/27/2013, 11:20 PM application 5498 KB, 7 of 32.
The program runs automatically after installation, but right now, I don't know why it isn't pops up. I try pressing Alt plus Tab to find it.
Alt Tab, untitled dash notepad, Alt Tab, settings for classic start menu 4.0.2. Settings for Classic Start Menu 4.0.2 Dialog, Start Menu Style Page, select the style for the Start Menu, Windows 7 Style Radio Button checked, 3 of 3.
The first option here is Start Menu Style, you can press up and down arrow keys to choose what you want. For example, I'm not familiar with the Windows 7 Start Menu, then I find the XP Start Menu here.
Classic with 2 columns Radio Button checked, 2 of 3. Classic Style Radio Button checked, 1 of 3. Classic with 2 columns radio button checked, 2 of 3, Windows 7 style radio button, classic with 2.
The XP start menu isn't here, so I try the classic with 2 columns instead. I press insert plus tab to make sure that I choose the right one.
Classic with 2 columns radio button checked, 2 of 3, to change.
Now I press tab to find and activate the OK button.
Tab, replace start button checkbox not checked, tab, advanced button up tab, edit. tab, show all settings, checkbox not checked, tab, help, dot, 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 tab, www, tab, backup button, tab, OK button, space, desktop, folder view, list view, Windows Mail, 1 of 5.
I have configured my start menu. Now I press the logo Windows key to see how it look.
Menu, edit, S.
I press down arrow to explore my new start menu.
Default programs, D, Kevin TV Online, Windows Update, Notepad Sub, Skype Sub, Yahoo, Mess, Microsoft Word, Classic Start Menu Set, Studio Recorder 6, Podcatcher from Web, JAWS 8, NVDA 9, Gmail Notifiers, Program Sub Menu P.
Oh, it looks like the XP Start Menu, so I press right arrow to explore the Program Sub Menu.
ABBYY Fine Reader 11 Sub Menu A, Accessible and Web IE Sub Menu A. Accessory submenu.
Now I have my start menu very similar to the XP start menu, but I can search for the program I want within the search box. I'll demonstrate it now by search for Audacity. I press my logo Windows key again.
Menu edit S.
I type the word Audacity.
A notepad U alternative flash D Audacity A.
If I press enter now, I'll run my Audacity. This feature has been existed since Windows Vista, but now with the classic shell, you can use the old method more easily. That is, find the program submenu, press right arrow to open it, and use first letter navigation. Now I'm back to classic start menu to see how it look. This exists in some operating system that I know, such as Windows 98, Windows ME, Windows 2000. To change settings, open classic shell from the start menu.
Menu edit S.
Press up arrow to jump to the program quickly.
Program submenu P. ABBYY Fine Reader 11 submenu.
Press C to find classic shell.
C Kano Scan C Cleaner Sub C Classic Shell submenu C.
Right arrow to open this.
Classic Explorer settings C. Classic IE settings C. Classic Shell Help C. Classic Shell Readme C. Classic Shell Update C. Classic Start Menu settings C.
Press Enter to run the program.
Enter, leaving menus, settings for classic start menu 4.0.2 dialog, start menu style page, select the style for the start menu.
Up arrow once to choose classic start menu.
Classic style radio button checked, 1 of 3.
Find and activate the OK button.
Tab, replace start, tab, advanced tab, edit, tab, show all tab, help dot tab, W tab, backup tab, OK button, space, desktop.
Now I press my logo Windows key again to see how it looks.
Context menu 1 classic start menu settings 1.
Down arrow to explore it.
2 notepad submenu 2. Default programs D. Kevin TV Online K. Windows Update double program submenu P.
As you can see, my start menu is now very similar to the classic start menu in Windows 9X, 2K. I can use first letter navigation very easily. If you're Windows 7 or Windows 8 user, and you're not familiar with its start menu, especially the start screen in Windows 8, you can use Classic Shell to bring the older start menu. This is one of the tools I know, and according to my need, it worked very well with no charg. This have many other useful feature, but I just care about the start menu, so I just demonstrate this in my podcast. I'm very happy if any of you could do other advanced podcast of this program. If you have any feedback or question, feel free to contact me with the following informations. Email, dangmengalong at gmail.com. Spell, dangmanhcuong at gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at dangmengalong at mengalongsai. Spell, manhcuongpsy. Check out my Spreaker page at http://www.spreaker.com/user/dangmengalong to post comments, get more episodes, as well as subscribe to iTunes or other of your favorite podcaster programs. The spelling of my address is http://www.spreaker.com/user/dangmengalong. Thank you for listening. See you next time.